This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, B, breaking news out of Dallas.
Right.
Cowboys have cut Trayvon Diggs.
Wow.
If he goes unclaimed, he'll be a free agent. They're taking a little bit of a dead money hit. They'll get a dead cap of 12 mil next year and about 6 mil in 26. I guess it's 12 mil this year and then 26 next year, but they'll save a bunch of money on the cap against
26 mil next year?
No, I'm sorry. $6 million in 26.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there. There was obviously some really weird speculation when he had the concussion and everything else. There's obviously a tie to Dan Quinn with Trayvon Diggs. You know, he played his best football when Dan Quinn was the DC down there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody you expect Washington to be interested in? He's from D.C.?
From D.C., but I don't know. I think the injuries, and then you look at the play as of late, hadn't been great. Listen, I think they're in a position right now where they have to be careful just jumping with familiarity. They got to jump with guys that are playing their best ball now.
I think we've seen a lot of that, and that shouldn't be the case. Yeah. Jeff, would you want Trayvon Diggs in town?
If he's not a problem to the locker room or to the team, why not? He's not bad.
He's been injured, and then...
I forgot about that. He has been injured. Nah, I'm good.
Listen, in 2021, he was incredible.
Yeah,
he had 11 interceptions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All-pro player. In the last 3 years, he hasn't finished a complete season. In two of the last three, he's played less than seven starts. So... And I don't know Trayvon Diggs personally whatsoever. I do know he's bigger than I ever expected. I saw him.
Tall.
Yeah. I mean, he's every bit of 6'2". He's listed at 6'2". I don't think for Trayvon or for Steph, you know, kind of the coming home aspect has really appealed to them. And this is a dude that week one next week will be turning 28.
Mm-hmm.
I think you nailed that, B, that familiarity shouldn't be the first thing that brings you to somebody at this point. Still, that's big news out of Dallas. I mean, that's a guy that was considered a huge part
guy
of that,
that can
organization.
Play. That's what you want.
Yeah, dude. Guys that can play regardless if their name has a ton of value. Landfill, you want him to sign Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the secondary is pretty banged up, so I feel like, and even when they're healthy, they're bad. I feel like you should just, you know, throw things against the wall, see if anything sticks at this point.
It's interesting to do it now when they could have just released him in the offseason, no problem.
Yeah. But that's doing him a solid by letting him out there free. But the thing I would ask this question, though, like, do you think the decision makers are in a situation now where they can just take a shot at just because somebody, I know him and he was good, he has injuries since then too. You know, I think they're in a position now where they tried it with a level of people. We had Marshawn, who was injured a lot. He ended up being injured here. You know, Trayvon could come here and never get injured at all, but then he could come in and he could be injured all the time. How does that look?
Yeah, and there appears to be...
So I wouldn't want to make those... I wouldn't want to be the person making a decision.
There appears to be stuff there. Now, I don't know what it is, but like, whatever happened with this concussion, like, I don't know. For me, it's a no thanks.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, according to Josina, Diggs was released for several reasons in things that he did or didn't do that wasn't beneficial to the direction the team was going.
Mm.
What a day for the Diggs family.
Yeah.
You got Trayvon gets cut in Dallas, and Steph has charges.
Some issues.
Brought up. Now, Steph Diggs' attorney put out a statement. If you've been listening to the program earlier today, it was reported out of Boston. Steph Diggs has been charged with strangulation and assault.
Mm-hmm.
From his attorney, Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations is crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employee-employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. Stephon looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. It's an employee-employer situation with charges of strangulation?
Yeah.
Well, to Jeff's credit, he said something pretty interesting. And what, none of us are lawyers, right?
No. But I damn sure not one.
I am not. Left-handed.
I've hired some.
Yeah. I married one. But if that was a... We believe, anyway, if this was an altercation with a woman, that there probably is domestic charges,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the case. So that immediately just seemed kind of interesting. And now if you're saying it's an employee-employer relationship, and that's coming from his attorney,
mm-hmm.
clearly whoever's charging this is working for Steph. Otherwise, the lawyer's not going to say.
I was working for him.
Right.
Because I read something where it said that they were trying to, whatever that thing where they were trying to keep them from showing, having it public, the records and all that, because they were working on a financial deal or whatever the thing is. But we'll see. I don't know.
Well, you and I know enough players, right? Who is working for players? A lot of these guys, people, fans may not realize this. A lot of these guys have their own like photographer / content creator people.
Security people. Sometimes you have people that are cooking for you.
A lot of people
have
chefs.
You may have a guy who does your what you call them?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, your barber?
Yeah.
All that type of stuff?
What? All right. If I'm going to strangle somebody that works for me, that's either a really bad fade. If I got a chef, I told you no onions. How many times do I have to tell you no onions? Still strangulation seems kind
of I think you should just back out of this one right here, Jay.
Jeff, what would require you to strangle one of your employees?
Only if they stealing from me.
Mm.
If you stealing, you getting beat up. I'm sorry. I'm not calling the police.
That's a legit one. If somebody's in your home. And
but you know what, though, Jeff? Let me just help you out a little bit. Yesterday, you came to me and you made a comment to me, and you said you've grown a lot.
Yes.
You just took 18 steps back with that one.
No.
Hold on. Did you catch somebody stealing from you? What are you doing?
Hey, let me finish. No. You go beat him up. Guess what? You're going to owe him more than he stole from you. So, no. You found him. You got your proof. You turn it in, and you get him. Because if you whip him, because when somebody steal from you, you ain't gonna just hit him. You're gonna whip him.
Well,
and you gonna get fired. You gonna get sued like hell.
Well, a guy was breaking in my car. Well, he was a teenager, and when I punched him in the back, he was like, ah. I was like, oh, this a kid. I yanked that little boy in my house. I grabbed my belt and I whipped his butt. Now every time. And now every time he see me, he'd be like, "What's up, OG?" Because I told him, "I said, bro, I'm not gonna call the police because you're gonna get this whooping. This will stop you from breaking in people's cars." And
how many times have you had to beat people up for breaking into your car? Didn't that happen at a gas station once too?
No, at the gas station they tried to take my car.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Bro, the thing is, it's not even, Jeff,
your car is a magnet for trouble.
I wish I could just have somebody, a producer, following us and just all the stories Jeff do, put them out there, tales from Jeff. Bro, I guarantee we'd be top sellers.
Yeah, I got a lot of stories, bro. But that's the only way. That's the only way I'm putting my hands. Don't steal from me. We all work hard for our stuff. If you need more pay, ask me. I think about it, but don't steal from me.
I'm with you, dog.
Landfill, what would it
just
take?
Just be careful hitting them.
For
hitting
you
them
to strangle an employee, and have you ever wanted to strangle Jeff?
I mean, I'm borderline about to strangle Jeff every day.
If he's there, so you can grab him.
I don't know that you're catching skinny Jeff. Old fat Jeff you might have caught, but skinny Jeff looks quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly that I'm not going to get out of this chair. That's the reason why he hasn't been strangled yet.
Well, if you had a chef, Landfill, you're very wealthy, you had a private chef.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would it require for you to strangle said chef?
Trying to feed me raw tomatoes. They're like disgusting.
Raw tomatoes. Okay.
Raw tomato hater.
Why raw tomatoes? I mean, damn.
Because, like, cooked tomatoes are fine. Like, tomato sauce is delicious.
Tomatoes are the worst thing in the world.
You don't like spaghetti sauce?
Nah, spaghetti sauce, but, like, when you just got the tomatoes that are just cooked a little bit, they call them stewed tomatoes.
I like those.
Nah, bro.
How do you feel about sun-dried tomatoes?
Nah, keep that, too.
It's a weird taste.
It's weird.
Yeah, I can't do sun-dried tomatoes.
It's a weird taste. It's, like, oddly sweet, almost. I don't even know how to describe it. All right, I feel like we really accomplished a lot here.
No, we didn't. all we did was just Jeff going to jail if something happens. That's what we figured out.
Jeff also told us he beat up a kid, then brought him into his house.
He spanked him.
And spanked him. B likes to tell me not everything should go to the air. Jeff, that might have been one of them, man. Keep that in the pocket.
Hey. He ain't going to break in no more cars on that street.
How? All right, we know of one successful robbery of your car. Your car was stolen for like a month.
Yes.
How many times has your car been almost stolen?
Just twice. The one at the gas station when I told y'all the little boys tried to put the BB gun on me, and this guy out front of my house. This is how I know I got old. I love watching my Ring camera. Like, I love, like, it pop up. I'm like, oh, who's that?
My suggestion, as it's been for some time, Jeff, time to move.
Yes, it is. Get 2026, I am.
Get an apartment in McLean. Get an apartment in Arlington. Like, there are places where your car is not under constant duress.
Yeah, I'm gone. No more hood for me.
Not to mention,
I'm going to just hit y'all with a little something. The hood can find you wherever you at. Some people just got bad luck.
They not messing with Virginia, though.
That's not true. See, what I've been living in Virginia since 1990, April of 1990. I don't know how good they are if not stuff not hitting the damn news cycle, I know stuff goes on all the time. Fairfax, Loudoun, all that stuff, but it never ends up on the damn news. But you can just yell on the corner in D.C. and it's damn sure front is on the first thing in the news. So whatever they got, the politicians, they're stopping the news people from carrying all this stuff in Virginia. You might want to get those in D.C., Maryland, because I hear stuff all the time over there that never hits the damn news cycle.
I don't know, but Landfill, how long have you lived in Virginia? Your whole life? I bet Landfill's car has never been stolen. Just saying. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.